So, Sam, you're the sole survivor from the starting lineup from that team that lost to Bristol Rovers a couple of seasons ago, which obviously plunged Wickham into the relegation zone with the game to go. What do you remember of that day?
Yeah, obviously, obviously going into the game, we knew like we had to try and get a result. We didn't, basically, and obviously we put a lot of pressure on ourselves going into the last game, and it was out of our hands. After the game, we knew that all we could do was go and get a win away at Torquay and see what happens, and there we go. We all know what happened after that, and obviously it took a, obviously it was a bit hurtful with them, their fans running on the pitch and that, thinking that they've stayed up and things like that. And obviously we got a little bit of revenge for that, because I thought it was a bit unsporting like, but that's just football, and whatever happened, and we end up staying in the league.
They've had bragging rights this season since coming back in the league, winning the cup and the league as well. So Wickham will really need to put a good show on Saturday.
Yeah, they're a good side. Obviously, we know that from where we played at their place. It's going to be. I think it's going to be a great game, and both we're looking forward to it. We're prepping for it now, and hopefully we can get the 3 points that we want and what we need. Obviously, to stay in the playoffs, and obviously stay in that promotion chase.
Bristol Rovers are going to bring a lot of fans. Oxford United did just before Christmas, and the team responded with one of the best home displays of the season. Does that have any bearing on the team when there's a big away following?
Not really. It just obviously it's just a lot nicer, obviously, with a bigger crowd, obviously a lot more atmosphere, and we seem to do well with a big atmosphere. So hopefully we can provide the goods with the 3 points for our fans and make it a good weekend.